Hello, this is Vivi on 90.8 FM, Radio Campus Grenoble, with English Talk Radio. Today we explore one of the mainstays of the French economy, the beauty business. French women spend more on their faces and bodies than any other nationality. My guest is Anne Bruet, owner manager of this business on Routier in Grenoble. Hello, Anne, and welcome to English Talk Radio.
Hello, thank you for having me.
You have a lovely premises here. You sell products to enhance the face and body. Who are your clients?
We actually have all types of clients. We have young women, middle-aged women, old women, and we also have men coming into our institute.
So you have a variety.
Yes.
And you never know who's going to come through the door.
No, because we are within rendezvous. So we don't take any appointments. We just wait for people to come in any time of the day. So we never know what day we will have.
Right. Pretty exciting, actually. Wow, look who just came through my door. What is the top-selling service here, Anne?
What we do the most is body waxing. We do all kind of waxing, face waxing, body, legs, bikini as well.
So this happens just in the summer months, or is it all year round waxing?
We have more in summer, but we have all year women who come and do the waxing. They need it every month.
So. Every month?
Every month, every 3 weeks.
Wow.
Most of them.
Wow. Your products come from various companies. You don't just have one company.
No, we actually work with four companies. With De Cléor, we have Talgo as well, Maria Galant and La Sultane de Saba, and Carlance, which is the name of the institute, also does its own products with makeup.
Okay, so you sell makeup as well?
Yes.
And I see you sell nail polish, and you sell all sorts of creams, different kinds of creams. So people come in here to buy things. They don't just come for services. They can come and buy things.
Of course. And most of the people come here to buy things because they know the brands we have. And they know they're luxury brands and they love the products. So yeah. They come and buy those products in particular because those are products that you don't find anywhere.
Ah.
You can only find them in some institutes. And especially in Carlance Institute.
So they're special?
They are special.
Yeah. So what do we mostly want when we enter your doors? What are women looking for when they come in here?
I think they're looking for taking a moment for themselves, wanting to have someone who can listen to them, to their problems, without judging, and just, you know, taking a big care of your body and your face.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people want when they come here. They want us to smile. They want us to be kind and take care of them.
That's right. You don't come in here and find someone who's a bit bad-tempered because they had a bad day themselves.
No,
you have
exactly.
To smile.
And that's what we love about the work.
That is actually my phone. Sorry.
That's what we love about our work. It's because we don't just do the waxing or do skin cares and face care. We take care of people, really. Also, both in their minds or on their body. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's what I love about my job.
So it's interesting. You're getting different people all the time, and they're not just here to look good. They come here for a little confidence as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now we can come here without an appointment.
Yes.
And?
Yeah, so we never take appointments. So you come in and you ask if we can take care of you at that moment. If we can, we take care of you right away. If we can't, we can register you on our paper and tell you an hour to come back. So you can leave and do anything you want and come back at the time we told you to come back.
And that's what most people do?
That's actually, in our days, what people like to do. Because they don't like to take appointments. They just want to be free to do whatever they want. So they just come when they have time.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. As someone who gets tired of waiting for an appointment to happen, you make the rendezvous, you go, and then you're waiting 10, 15, 20 minutes. It's so much better this way, I think. You are listening to 90.8 FM, Radio Campus Grenoble. So, if I want to look glamorous for a special occasion, you can make that happen.
Yeah, of course we can. We have everything here, so anything you want, we can make it happen. We can do your makeup. The only thing we don't do is hairs. But we do the makeup, we do the waxing, we can give you a massage, we can do a face skincare, we can do your nails.
So wow.
Anything you want, you just ask, and we just look on the cart what we have, and you choose whatever you want to do.
So a variety of services. So you're head to toe. You do eyebrows.
We do eyebrows.
You do makeup.
Mm-hmm.
You do fingernails.
Yeah.
You do waxing in all sorts of places.
Yes.
And you do toenails.
Yes.
Wow. The whole the body shop.
Yeah, exactly. And we have any products that you need to take care at home.
Oh,
take
right.
Care of yourself at
right.
home as well.
So the products that you've used on the person,
we
on the
sell
client
it on,
here,
the, on the shop as well.
You sell it here, yes. And they can take it home and
exactly.
do the same
so
thing.
So they can
at
test
home.
It before with us, and then if they like it and want to do the same at home, they can take it and go back with it.
Wow. So for that, then, you would need a rendezvous. You would come in on a Friday afternoon and say, I need to look gorgeous tomorrow night. And you would be able to say, yes, come back at 5 o'clock or something?
I wouldn't take any rendezvous because it's the
right, right, you can't.
Yeah, I can't take any rendezvous. But of course, we can choose whatever you need and you can come back the next day to do everything.
All right. So what I'm trying to say, Anne, is you wouldn't have to book 3 weeks ahead because you want to look great on your birthday.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the point of the place. Yeah.
Yeah,
you can come anytime you want.
The whole idea, yeah. So what hours are you open? You can't be open 24 hours a day.
Not 24 hours a day, but we open a lot, actually. On Mondays, we open at noon until 7 p.m. And from Tuesday till Saturday, we open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
So you actually come here late in the afternoon, get your makeup done, and then go straight off to have fun.
Yeah, you can.
Or get married.
Oh, yes. That could happen as well.
That's the question later. What kind of training is necessary to work in the beauty business? Because that is a questionable thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Can anybody just set up?
No.
Okay.
You have to have what we call in France the CAP esthétique at minimum. So it's 2 years of school. And it's an obligation to practice the aesthetics. In France, you cannot work in an institute without the diploma.
Okay.
It's absolutely forbidden.
Oh, I see. So if I come in here with my diploma and say I'm looking for a job, or does it not work like that? People don't come to you. They have to go through an employment agency?
No, they can come directly to me, but I have to verify that there is a diploma, and I cannot take someone without that diploma.
All right. So if I came in here, and I very obviously do not have a diploma from any institute of beauty, you'd say, sorry, we can't
Well,
do
actually,
that.
I could take you to stay in front and just say
okay.
hello to the clients. You know
All
what
right.
I mean? But you
yeah,
wouldn't
yeah.
go into the cabins to practice.
I wouldn't want to. I'd be terrified I'd hurt somebody.
To wax a bikini.
I don't think that's a good idea at all. Okay, so I've got my diploma after 2 years.
Yes.
And I think another thing that you must have to be in this business is an interest in it. You must have an interest in the beauty business and the products. And, you know, it must be something you live rather than just go to work. Because, you know, you're dealing with people who want to feel better and look better.
Yeah. I think for me, that the center of this job is, as I told you before, liking people and liking to take care of people. You don't have to love the products or love having makeup on your face or love doing your nails to love the job and to take care of the people. I go back home, I don't wear any mascara or any nail polish. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. only because I love taking care of people.
So, but you do look, have to look presentable. I mean, if you're selling makeup and you're standing there in the front of your shop with no makeup
on. Well, just imagine the woman who will enter and see me not makeup, no nails, nothing.
Exactly.
She wouldn't be like happy to come here. She would run away.
I'm thinking the same thing. You know, you've got to play the game a little bit.
Yes.
Right? Right? Okay. Now, you've mentioned this. But I'm going to say it again. You also have to have a sympathetic ear, I would
yes.
think. You have to be thinking about the client because you're going to spend time with them in the cabin, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's a very intimate mm-hmm. moment mm-hmm. because they're almost naked in the cabin. So mm-hmm. we have to make them feel comfortable and talk to them and be discreet mm-hmm. with what we see.
I'd imagine that too. You can't go blabbing to your friends about anything because
not really.
That's private business.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So when you interview someone, say for a job with you, you would be looking for that quality as well, not
yes.
just the diploma,
no.
but the fact that someone who's interested in people and has a sympathetic ear towards clients.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Top trends. Want some secret information here. As we make our way into 2019, mm-hmm. what colors, what products will we be wanting to wear? Is there there must be a fashion in makeup.
Yes. Actually, what's happening now is the highlighters.
What's that?
There's a mod. I don't know the word in English. Now people want to do the contouring makeup on their face.
Oh,
have you heard about it?
Yes. It changes the shape of your face.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
And a product that really works. And nowadays, it's the highlighter. It's a powder that you put on some places in your face, on your nose, on your cheekbones,
mm-hmm.
To highlight your face.
Okay, so you can hide up the qualities that you don't like and you can highlight the things that you do like.
Exactly.
Okay, and these products are creams or powders or what?
They exist in cream, but they exist also in powders. We have both here. And it really works well. And that's actually what young women want. You know, they want to look like Kim Kardashian. So they want to have perfect Lebanese eyebrows and they want to have perfect face with the highlighters in the right places and
fashion.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't in the script. I say that at every show. But eyebrows. I mean, eyebrows used to just be eyebrows. You said maybe you took care of them sometimes, but mostly you didn't. And now eyebrows are huge. You have to do this
yes.
and that and the other, and they're blocks. They're not thin anymore. They used to be tiny, tiny. Women used to look surprised, but they don't look surprised
That's
anymore.
That's actually fashion. My grandma used to have them really thin.
Mm-hmm.
Then at my mom's... My mom used to have them normal, not touching them.
Right.
Now we have to have them big.
Yeah.
It changes all the time.
Yeah. So you have to keep up with that. You have to read about it. You have to know what's going to come next.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So what about colors? What's trending for colors? What are you going to see next year?
Oh, next year, I don't know yet. But I know what's up this winter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's the cabaret fashion. It's red. It's brown. They love this for Christmas and for this winter.
On the face and on the nails?
On the nails.
On the nails.
On the face, the red works really well on your lips. Big lips, big red lips.
So I have to change everything. I've got to contour my face. I've got to have big, thick black eyebrows and big, thick red lips.
Yeah, and also on your nails, you have to put red now.
Sounds like an awful lot of work, Anne. Oh, but you do all the work. I just have to sit there, right?
Right. You come and don't do anything. I
right.
take care of you.
And I can tell you all my sorrows and
exactly.
you'll listen.
And I will tell you mine as well.
You must get some satisfaction when your clients leave your shop happy with their look. That must be a great feeling.
Yeah, that's what I like the most, actually. It's sometimes I have some clients who come here and they're feeling sad and they're not good. They had a bad day and they just go back home. They leave and they say, thank you for this moment because now I feel better. I'm going home with a smile. And that's just the best satisfaction I can have actually on my day.
Mm. Well, it's a service, but it's a service that's slightly different because, as you said, it's very intimate. You're touching someone else's body for a start. And what about the hygiene and the cleanliness? That's got to be huge with you. You've got to keep all your cabines clean.
Oh, we have a very drastic hygiene thing. I don't have the word, but it's very, very important. Because we have a lot of clients and they are almost naked on the
sure.
bed, and so we don't know what's up with their bodies. So we have to clean everything between all the between clients.
So yeah.
We have to disinfect everything.
Whoa! I think we'll go on to the next next. But inside information, what nail color is going to be hot, hot, hot next season? I think you just said that. You said red.
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 Yeah.
For the Christmas season, for the holiday season.
Red and brown.
Brown, not for nail polish?
Yeah, for nail polish.
Hmm. Oh, not that. The metallic.
Metallic brown or just brown?
Yeah, because I saw.
With glitters.
Yeah. Metallic. That's what I saw in New York. Mm-hmm. It was all metallic. Everyone had metallic nails and metallic.
In France, metallic had came already 3 or 4 years ago. So
yeah,
it's not really the fashion that we have now. But I can see in the street all the girls wear red on their nails and on their lips, except you.
Well, I haven't been called a girl for a couple of years actually, so that's all right. Product information. All the products you use and sell are tested and true because this is France and so everything is tested.
Yes, it is tested. It is true. I even test them myself to be sure that it works before I propose them to my clients. So I use my mother and my grandmother and my sister as a cobaye so they can try the products and they tell me what they think and I try the products myself.
Mm-hmm.
They are very good products and there's no problem with those products.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that's a really important thing. If you've got people breaking out in rashes because of the products that you're going to have to change your products.
Exactly.
So the people that that make these products, do they come here and talk to you and ask how it's selling or what their best seller is, or does that all happen somewhere else?
No, actually with the Carlens, as it's a franchise, they have a center where they talk to the brands themselves. So they do everything.
Okay.
We don't have to do anything about this.
Okay. So you receive them?
Yes.
And when you receive them, that's what you sell?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Number one group of clients. I'm going to say young women. And you can tell me if I'm wrong. Which I know I am already.
Yes. Yes, actually, we really have... I couldn't say young women because we have as much as little girls... From 11 to 18 years old, we have young women and we have middle-aged women and old women. And we also have men. So it's a very big type of clients, actually.
So if a man comes in and says he wants full makeup and nails, well, you have no problem with that.
It's funny that you're asking because 3 days ago, I had a man who came and did the semi-permanent on his nails. So I was kind of surprised because it was the first time I had a man doing nail polish. But yes, of course we do it. There's no problem with it. Even the makeup, if they need to, it's a moment for them so they can have it as well, of course. But mostly they come for massages.
The men.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You're so cool, Annie. What about weddings, special occasions? You do makeup and nails for that kind of thing?
Yes, we do everything. We can do the French manicure for a wedding, for example.
Tell me what a French manicure is.
Well, you know, it's when you put the white on the top of your nail. So it looks very natural, but it looks perfect, actually. And so when your man, your husband, puts the ring, you have a perfect hand.
Gorgeous, yes. Perfect hand.
And we can do, actually, we can do the makeup. We recommend to come 3 days before the wedding, so we can do a face skincare.
Oh, to check, to see exactly. Yeah.
To enlight the face, you know, before the wedding. And do scrubbing on your body as well. Waxing, of course, because you have to be perfect for your wedding. We have everything. We propose everything for a wedding, even though we don't have any special forfait for a wedding.
So now, if I come in, I'm getting married next week, and I say, Nay, I really want special makeup. I'm getting married in a garden with natural light. Then you adjust the makeup to that. You ask the person,
yes,
where are you getting married?
Yes.
I'm assuming that has, because if it's bright light like this, it would be different makeup from outside, right?
Actually, I prefer to do the makeup on the as close as I can of the natural light. So it doesn't change. Yeah. But we actually don't really ask where they're going to get married, but what colors do they wear? What flowers will they have?
Flowers.
So we can accord the makeup, the nails with the flowers.
The makeup and the flower. Oh, you're so scientific. I never would have thought about that. When they leave, that must be exciting. That must be very emotional for them. They're all ready. They're going to get married.
Exactly.
And you've been involved in it.
I've done it before a long time ago. And I actually do it for my friends. I'm about to do it in a few months for my stepsister.
So... that must be a hazard of the trade, that people ask you to do this when you're not working. They ask you to do makeup for them when you're not working, and you have to say, sorry, I can't, I'm just too busy.
Yes, yes, and actually makeup, it would be easy. They mostly ask for a massage. And for the ones who know how to do a massage, it's very, very emotional and tiring. For us.
Yeah.
And on weekends when we don't work, we want to rest because we do this all week. But I never knew how to say no, so.
Pay attention, friends and family of Anne. Don't harass her on the weekends. What is the main thing that you like about your job? About this business, what the beauty business, because it is beauty business. There's a variety of different things, but it all comes together under the title of beauty industry. What is the thing that you like the best about your job?
To do in beauty? Mm-hmm. I think it's waxing.
Now you see it, now you don't. And it's gone.
No, I that's the thing. I see them coming with a lot of hair, and they go out. They go back without any hair, and I'm very proud of having to take it off. Actually, yeah, I think it would be that if I had to choose.
I think for me that would be the least interesting if I had to do this business. I don't think I would like that.
You
at
should try
all.
It because it's actually very funny. You know, it's a kind of it's a funny moment.
All right. Some contact information, please, Anne.
Yes, so you can go on Carlance website. So www.carlance.fr. And we can find us on Facebook as well, on Twitter and on Instagram.
And is that how your clients don't get in touch with you that way? They just walk through the door?
They get in touch with us as well on the internet, because they can find any salons they want to go to and find the number.
And are there lots of these around Grenoble? How many?
Oh, in Grenoble we are the first one. There's one in Voiron as well, and a bit far in Saint-Marcellin.
Okay. So beauty business never rests?
No.
It must be really exhausting to be a French woman. You always have to be doing something to yourself.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, we've got 2 minutes here, so let's talk a little bit about the products again. You've got something for eyes. You've got eyeshadow, we call it in English. What do you call it in French?
Fard à paupières.
We say some of them. And we have...
You have glosses, you have lipsticks, blush, powders, tanning powders as well. Mascaras. We have almost everything that is done in makeup.
And what are these pots up here that look like soup?
Those are our scrubs. So you have sugar scrub and salt scrub.
For the body?
For the body. No face. Only the body. And they're all bio. So people like bio. And they're very, very nice. I have one at home. I have the sugar one.
And the nails. I see a variety of colors. I see greens and I see blues.
Yes.
What's the most popular?
Between the green and the blue?
No, blue. All of them.
Actually, the most populars are every browns, every reds, and every pinks.
Wow.
That works a lot.
Even that
blue, it's particular. Everyone doesn't like to wear blue, even if it's beautiful. So, only a few. And yellow as well.
Yellow? Where's yellow? Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, I've seen young women wearing blue.
Yes, I do wear blue.
I mean, very young.
Yes.
Not to say that you're not very young. I don't mean that. But you see them because they don't keep it up. So you see they have half of it on and the other half is gone. And Nate, thank you so much. It's very, very interesting. You're part of a huge, huge industry in France.
Yes.
You bring a lot of money to the economy. You do wonderful things to the economy and the French economy. And the thing is, when things are not so good, French women still spend money on their bodies and their faces.
Exactly.
So I think that's very interesting. My guest was Anne Brulé of the Carlens Institute of Beauty. You can listen to English Talk Radio Wednesday 1900, Sunday 12:30, and don't forget the podcast, www.campusgrenoble.org. Thank you very much, Anne.
Thank you, Vivian.
English Talk Radio.